A new park is to open this autumn in Kildare at the site of an illegally operated waste dump, which has cost more than €61 million in public money to remediate. Our reporter Eleanor Burnhill went to Curtistown to report on its transformation from a mountain of untreated waste into what is hoped will become a popular public amenity.
The smell and dump smell and odour and chemicals that we haven't been told what is in them.
Time is passing, people are getting unhealthy, people are getting sick.
There's no point putting out the fire and dealing with that immediate issue if they're not then going to go the further step and actually clean up the dump.
Residents in Naas, County Kildare, speaking back in January 2011 after a massive underground fire broke out in Curtistown, burning for close to a month at the site of a formerly illegally operated waste dump. It sent noxious fumes into their homes and forced some to temporarily move out.
So you had a lot of trauma, and certainly there's no question but this site owes a debt to the local community. There is no question about that.
Now, more than a decade later, the site at Curtistown has undergone a major transformation. It's become a huge park with facilities which Kildare County Council hopes will finally give back something to the community, as Joe Boland, the former Director of Services at the Council, explains.
It has been very challenging to deliver this. Like, this is an environmental project first and foremost, and the challenges here were to deal with all the environmental risks, particularly around gas management, odour management, effluent or leachate as it's called, but particularly as we have the River Morell, which is very close to this site.
The transformation of the dump has come at a huge cost to the taxpayer though, with clean-up costs that have totalled more than €61 million. Tom Ryan is director of the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Environmental Enforcement.
You know, it was an enormous amount of waste rising to a height of about 116 metres. Now, to put that into perspective, that's almost the height of the spire in O'Connell Street. In an ideal world, you would want the polluter to pay for that remediation. But I suppose that hasn't been the case here.
A landmark judgment was made against the company Neffin Trading Limited in 2015 with the imposition of the biggest fine ever for an environmental crime, totalling €20 million. But just last month, its illegal operation led to one of the biggest criminal prosecutions of its kind in the state when the retired director of the site, 71-year-old Tony Dean, was sentenced to 3 years in prison, with the final 12 months of the sentence suspended at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court.
It was probably the most important and biggest case that we ever prosecuted with the DPP.
Is 2 decades too long, from your point of view, in the EPA to bring somebody to justice for that type of crime?
Well, it would appear that it's a very long time, but the actual offences occurred between 2003 and 2008. The indictment with the DPP commenced in 2011, and by any measure, this was a very complex set of legal proceedings. So it wasn't just one case that took 2 decades. It was a whole series of cases that had to test the law in the area. It started in the Circuit Criminal Court, went to the Court of Appeal, all the way up to the Supreme Court, and then back down to the Circuit Criminal Court. But we are very pleased that we have got the outcome that we have. It sends a very strong signal to companies and their directors and managers that engage in environmental crime, whether that's by neglect or connivance, that they will be held to account no matter how long it takes.
The new park at Curtistown is set to open to the public this autumn, with residents in Naas now taking a more optimistic view.
It was really bad down there now because I do play golf in Naas and we're right beside it, bordering onto it. So it's great to see the facility be opening up now.
I suppose as long as it's safe for the kids and there's lots of nice things for them to do.
There's going to be all sorts of pitches and all that sort of thing in the park and all that. Yeah, no, I think it'll be a great thing for Naas.
Both the Environmental Protection Agency and Kildare County Council hope the park will now give something back.
There has been a significant cost here, but in addition to that, there has been significant benefits in terms of you have some wonderful facilities here. for the people of Naas and Salins and Kale and Johnstown, you know, where there's a very, very young population.
Well, it was always going to be a very expensive operation to remediate the site and to make it safe. That said, the end use now is to be a park for the local community. This is a community, I have to say, that suffered for a long time from the ills of this site. And throughout this whole legal process, they've shown great resilience, integrity and courage in support of this legal process. So please, some good has come out of it for the local community.
Tom Ryan, Director of the Office of the Environmental Enforcement at the Environmental Protection Agency, ending that report from Eleanor Burnhill.